ever find yourself wondering if there's like a better way to deal with food allergies? I mean, all the label checking and the endless questions at restaurants, it can be a lot.
It really can.
Actually, it reminds me of this this kind of mystery I've been thinking about. So I have this friend from college, and he has this super severe peanut allergy. Like, we're talking one little bite and it's off to the ER. And it got me thinking, what if there was a way to know, like with absolute certainty, if that peanut butter cookie was going to send you to the hospital?
Yeah, it's a question researchers have been trying to figure out, you know? Food allergies, they affect millions of people. And that fear of having an accident with your food, it's a big burden for folks.
It really is. And that's actually what makes this deep dive so interesting. We're going to be looking at some super cutting-edge research straight from the Augmented Humans Conference in 2023 that could totally change the game for people with food allergies. Get this. They're using these tiny motion sensors called IMUs embedded in eyeglasses and a wristband to detect food allergens.
Interesting.
Wild, right?
Yeah, and the accuracy is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Almost 90% accuracy in figuring out what the allergens are just from those first couple bites.
Wait, hold on. 90%. That's huge. How can they tell what someone is eating just from like a bite?
It's all about the small movements we make when we eat different foods.
Right?
That first bite, that first chew, it creates a distinct pattern, like a fingerprint,
Oh, wow.
that these sensors can pick up on.
So no two bites are the same, huh?
Well, kinda.
Kind of like snowflakes, but tastier. But how does this compare to, say, those apps that want you to, like, take a picture of your food?
That's a good question. Well, we see existing methods a lot of times rely on cameras, microphones, or even self-reporting, which can be kind of a hassle. They can be intrusive, or they're just not that accurate.
Yeah, who wants to, like, hold up their phone to their burger before every bite? Not exactly appetizing.
Yeah, totally. This new approach is all about being discreet, seamlessly integrating this into everyday life. You don't have to interrupt your meal for a tech check.
Okay, so tell me, did they test this with like real food or just something they like whipped up in a lab? Because let's be real, I need to know if this works with my peanut butter pretzels.
They tested it with real food. And this is where it gets really interesting. They wanted to see if the technology could tell the difference between allergens and everyday foods. So they had people eat things like burgers, instant noodles, both wheat, peanuts, egg fried rice, even edamame.
Okay, so they covered some major food groups there. But when we say they achieve almost 90% accuracy, what does that mean for someone like my friend who could have a really serious reaction?
Well, this is where the numbers, they start to have real world implications. 89.7% accuracy means that almost 9 out of 10 times done. This technology could correctly identify, let's say, peanuts in that first bite.
So you're telling me this could actually tell someone with a peanut allergy if their food is safe. That's a game changer.
Imagine this. You're at a restaurant. You're a little unsure if the dish has peanuts. You take a bite, and boom, your eyeglasses, which have these sensors, they give you an alert. Warning, peanut detected.
It's like having a personal food detective with you at all times. That's wild.
It's about giving people with food allergies control. A level of awareness they haven't had before. They can finally enjoy a meal with confidence and peace of mind.
That's incredible. But the researchers did mention some limitations, right? Like, what if you're eating something and all the ingredients are like mixed up?
That's a challenge. They're still working on it. It's more difficult to tell if there's a peanut in a complex dish, like a stir fry, than a single peanut on its own. Even our human senses can struggle with that.
That makes sense. So how are they tackling that?
They're looking into something called few-shot learning. It's basically training the AI behind the scenes with tons of data, even data from people who don't have food allergies, to help it recognize those tiny differences in those more complex foods.
So they're teaching the AI to be a super taster, even better than us. That's fascinating.
It's like they're giving it a crash course in all the little details a flavor and texture.
Right.
So it can figure out even the most complicated foods.
Wow. Wow. This is seriously blowing my mind.
Yeah.
But okay, let's bring it back down to earth for a minute.
Correct.
This tech is still being developed, right?
Right.
What's the timeline looking like?
Yeah.
When can my friend ditch the epinephrine and get some allergen-detecting shades?
Well, it's not quite ready to hit the market yet.
Right.
The researchers are still working on the algorithms.
Okay.
Testing them in different places, making the tech even smaller.
Right.
But even if it takes a few years, the impact could be huge.
Absolutely. Just imagine the freedom this could give people. To travel, to try new things, to just live without that constant worry.
It's about getting back to those simple joys, those things we often take for granted.
Exactly.
Right.
And this is where my brain goes down a rabbit hole.
Okay.
If it can detect allergens, could it do even more someday?
Right.
What if our glasses could analyze any food and tell us about the nutrition?
Yeah.
Or even suggest healthier choices right then and there?
You're thinking like the researchers now?
Right.
Honestly, it's not that far-fetched.
Wow.
Imagine getting feedback while you're at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Or looking at a menu.
Right.
The potential is really amazing.
It's like having your own personal nutritionist on call 24/7.
Exactly.
But way cooler because it's your eyeglasses.
Exactly. And think about what this could mean on a larger scale. If we could use this to help people make better choices, it could really change public health.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what does this mean for you, dear listener?
Yeah.
It means we're on the edge of a food revolution.
Wow.
Where tech could not only keep us safe, but also help us make smarter choices about what we eat.
Right.
It's a future where every bite could unlock a whole new world.
Yeah.
Of flavor, of health, and peace of mind.
That's a great way to put it.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions.
Right. Yeah.
And most importantly, keep those taste buds tingling with possibility.